I'm your host, Ed McMahon, seconding the invitation. 3 minutes from now, we'll hear some very funny talk by the comedy team of Rowan and Martin, as they appeared earlier this week at the annual dinner of the International Radio and Television Society at the New York Waldorf Astoria Hotel. It's not unusual. Manny Kellum, the orchestra and chorus. For my next act, I'm going to tell you all about a beauty product. Well, don't laugh, because I really know what I'm talking about. It's a shampoo. A really good concentrate shampoo. It's made by the Breck people, and it's called Breck Concentrate, not surprisingly. It's what you might call a family shampoo. My wife Alice found it first for us. And being concentrated, well, just a little goes a long, long way and makes plenty of lather. Not a bad idea with a bunch of kids around like ours. And being Breck, it's a very good shampoo, full of conditioners and all those things. So it even suits baby fine hair like my daughter Linda's. And it's in a plastic tube, so you don't have to worry about the kids breaking it. We take it with us on the boat in the summer for that very reason. I like it. Because one shampoo for all of us means we don't have all those bottles cluttering up the bathroom shelf. So here's the name again, Breck Concentrate Shampoo. The McMahon Family Shampoo. You'll like it. This past Thursday, the International Radio and Television Society honored the news chiefs of the three major networks at a dinner at New York's Waldorf Astoria Hotel. Featured entertainers at this affair were Rowan and Martin, whose NBC TV show Laugh-In has been the smash hit of the season. Here are some of the highlights of what they had to say about electronic journalism in today's world.
It's very nice to be back here at the Waldorf and to be invited to the gold medal banquet.
Yes.
You understand the IRTS.
Yes, and I'm sorry that they didn't win because maybe they didn't win. Isn't that the Irish Rebellion?
No. But... only on those bad Johnson news nights, then it gets a little bit rebellious. We have one of the most distinguished audiences, I guess, that we've ever played in front of, and we've had a chance to play in front of a few.
That's very nice.
Yes, sir. The presence of all the news divisions in the different networks.
They're all here.
As a matter of fact, just remind me who they are. Elmer Lauer.
Elmer Lauer.
ABC.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
You don't get to be the president of news division overnight, you know.
I guess.
Newsman for 34 years. Elmer Lauer has worked at all the networks.
Couldn't hold a job, huh?
No, it isn't that he couldn't hold a job. He just covers them all. And now he's at ABC, and a man, of course, of great education, matriculated at the University of Missouri.
Whatever makes him happy.
Yeah, well, and he's been learning along the way.
And, of course, the
CBS representative, of course, very staunchly by Richard Salant. During the war, Mr. Salant was in the Solicitor General's office.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. You probably don't even know what the Solicitor General does.
He gets girls for the officers?
No! No. The Solicitor General doesn't do that. He does not get girls for the officers.
Well, what good is
he? Yeah, he's got that. He does something over there. And, of course, you know at NBC, our own Bill McAndrews. There's a real Horatio Alger Jr. story.
Is it?
Oh, boy, get success the hard way. Well, you know, he started out as a copy boy for $10 a week. $10 a week.
Sign off, Lou. He really likes to keep it in the family, doesn't he?
No, well, that was when he was was working with UP. Then he went to NBC and got a big raise.
Well, 15 or 20?
Oh, no, he's, I don't know, today he'd probably good for $35, $40 a week.
You're
I don't
kidding.
Know how they pay these
oh, guys. Well, he's probably living
that's
in Scarsdale.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
But news, of course, is the meat. That's what these fellows are really involved in. And some of you may be aware, we have a little news section on our show. And we thought that just in the off chance that there may be some items you may have missed, we're going to bring you some news of the present and some news of the future.
Hmm.
Lansing, Michigan. Governor Romney of Michigan gave a boost to Rockefeller's candidacy today when he said that if Rockefeller should get into the primaries, Governor Romney would welcome the opportunity to do for Rocky what Rocky did for him.
Washington.
Yeah, all right.
Draft Director General Hershey announced that next month's draft notices were put in the mail today, but they may possibly be delayed by the strike at the Canadian Post Office.
And now for the news of the future. 20 years from now, 1988.
Detroit. General Motors executives met at the bargaining table today to discuss union leader Walter Reuther's recent demands for a one-day work week. While across town, Walter Reuther, representing the Union Welfare Fund, completed his purchase of General Motors.
Washington. President Robert Kennedy today interrupted his campaign for a sixth term to consider another network appeal to relax equal time law. The appeal was signed by the heads of the news departments of all three networks, Richard Nixon of ABC, Nelson Rockefeller of CBS, and Robert Sarnoff III of NBC.
Okay. Tomorrow afternoon, Monitor will present more highlights of Rowan and Martin's appearance at the RRTS dinner, honoring the radio and TV news chiefs of the three networks.
You think you're right, and then you see the light. Those better ideas come forward. Those better ideas come forward. See the light. See the light. See the light.
See the light. Get behind the wheel of Torino, Success Car 68, street version of the specially modified cars that ran away with the grueling Riverside 500. Torino's the hottest performing, hottest selling new intermediate on the market today. And to top it off, Torino has just been named pace car for the Indianapolis 500. Check Torino at your Ford dealers now, and you'll see why the switch is on to Ford.
Those better ideas from Ford.
The time is 17 minutes after the hour, and in just 4 minutes more, we'll hear an interview with one of baseball's all-time pitching greats, Dizzy Dean. So stay, you're on the Monitor Beacon.
Hello, barter, bargain, dicker, and outbid. This is Sterling Yates on WNBC. Whether you're looking for a bargain or want to make one, you're in business when you listen to and call me at Plaza 78866. Over-the-counter results over the telephone or by show and sell. Weekday mornings from 10 to 11, right here on WNBC.
Suppose you join the Peace Corps and get sent to a faraway village that you think needs a bridge. What next? Well, next you convince the village leaders they need a bridge, get materials, help organize a workforce, and then keep the people so involved that they start to think it was really their own idea. That's important, because one of the most lasting things you can build in a Peace Corps country is pride. Write the Peace Corps. Washington, D.C.
Monitor, New York. WNBC, New York.
Once again, Ed McMahon for Monitor 68. Here's a musical novelty that recently hit the top of the lists as the number one song in South Africa, Master Jack, performed by the Four Jacks and a Jill.
Master Jack, he taught me all I know, and I'll never look back. It's a very strange way, thank you, Master Jack. He took a colored ribbon from out of the sky and taught me how to use it as the years went by to tie up all your problems. It's a very strange world, and I thank you, Master Jack. I saw right through the way you started teaching me now. So someday soon you could get to use me somehow. I thank you very much, you know you've been very kind. But I'd better move along before you change my mind. It's a strange, strange world we live in, Master Jack. No heartbeat and the fire never come back. It's a very strange world and I thank you, Master Jack. You taught me all the things the way you'd like them to be. But I'd like to see other people who need. It's all very interesting the way you disguise. But I'd like to see the world through my own eyes. It's a strange, strange world we live in, Master Jack.
Next, Monitor Sports with Joe Gargiola, brought to you by State Farm Mutual, the world's largest car insurance company. Here's Joe.
You know what batters wear to protect their heads? Hamlets. That's what the man says who I'll be talking to after this from State Farm.
This is Al Capp. If there's one thing we're devoted to, it's the two-party system. Every Saturday night, too many Americans drive to one party, soak a few into their systems, and then to a second party and belt a few more, and then they get back into their cars and bang, hundreds of two-party Americans wind up in several parts. The two-party system has been such a smashing success that maybe we ought to get rid of it. And when we do, State Farm Mutual, the world's largest car insurer, just might be able to lower their already low rates and quicken their already quick claim service, simply because there'll be a lot fewer accidents. When you're driving, the best system is the no-party system.
For your car and your home and your life. State Farm is all you need to know about insurance.
Today on NBC television, you can see the highlights of the recent professional baseball and football players' golf tournament that was held at the La Costa Country Club in Carlsbad, California. I was there for that tournament and had a chance to visit with that master of the fastball and the English language, Hall of Famer Dizzy Dean. I asked Diz about his golf game.
Well, I wish you hadn't asked me about that, Joe. I was over there in that creek. You know, down in Mississippi, we call them creeks, but that's a lake over there, see?
Oh, that's a lake.
And I tried to hit the ball out of there, and finally scared all the ducks off the lake, lost my ball, and when I left, the ducks come back and seen what the excitement was.
I saw you putting. You were kind of putting around there, giving the fans a little thrill.
Well, that doggone seems sometimes you think there's not a doggone cup on these greens. And I have a little trouble with my eyes, you know. I got contact lens, had cataracts taken out, and I have a little trouble seeing. And finally, I found it out there, though.
Yeah, you sunk it in.
But, Joe, you know, I'm enjoying myself here, seeing some of the old-time ball players I played with, against, and wonderful fans that we have all over the country. Just nice to see new fans and see the old ones.
Yes, you have many people come up and always constantly remind you about that great Gas House Gang team?
Yeah, we hear a lot of people talking about the old Gas House Gang back in 1934. Pepper Martin, the Wild Horse, the Old Sage, Rip Collins, Frankie Frisch, Leo DeRocher, and my brother Paul, Bill DeLancey. That was quite a gang out there. They had a lot of fun, but when they put that uniform and got on the ball field, it was all business, Joe.
Hey, you think old Frank could have something to say about your golf swing if he saw it?
Frankie Frisch, yeah. The manager, was here seeing me hit that golf ball. I'll tell you right now, Joe, he'd say, Diz, I've got to go. He see me hit one ball, he said, that's all he want to do.
I always see Frank, it reminds me about the batting helmets. That's a pet peeve of his.
Yeah, you know, he said, used to, you know, they have these here, we didn't have them helmets they hit with now. Were they on their head?
Yeah.
And we used to dust fellas off once in a while, Joe, you knew that.
Yeah.
But they didn't throw at nobody to hurt them. They just wanted to let them know that they was out there, see. They didn't want to keep everybody awake.
Sure.
And, but right now, Frisch, when he sees these guys with these helmets on their head, he said he'd like to see Dean throwing at them bell ringers now.
You know what he said? He said old Diz would be able to play a tune.
Well, you know, I always tried to make hitters respect me because I respected all hitters walked up that plate. And after all, it was our bread and butter out there. I know I was pitching against the ball club one time, and a fellow came up to the plate. And you know how, Joe, how they used to dig those holes in, get all set, and the umpire standing out to one side holding up till the batter got all set, and the old pitcher standing out there waiting he got set?
Mm-hmm.
Well, this hitter this particular day dug him a good hole in there, you know, and got all set. And I called time, and I walked in, and I said to him, I said, now, I hope you got you a good hole, because I'm going to try to bury you in it right there. But that, those days, you didn't mean to hurt nobody, but you played for Keith, brother.
That's right. Diz, always nice to visit with you.
Joe, it's always nice to see you, and tell the family and everybody hello for me, partner.
Good.
That was one of the great ones, Hall of Famer Dizzy Dean. And this is Joe Garagiola for Monitor Sports.
Our man, Joe Garagiola, is with us every weekend on Monitor. Incidentally, we have an extra for sports fans coming up next Saturday. We'll be covering one of the world's most famous auto races, the Grand Prix of Endurance at Sebring, Florida. That's a week from today, beginning at 11:35 New York time. Be sure to follow the exciting action of the Sebring next Saturday on Monitor.
Thank you.
Money by Stan Kenton on Nationwide Monitor. Our friends in the area of Sioux Falls, South Dakota, hear us on KELO. Hello, Sioux Falls. We'll pause for a moment to let you hear from all the NBC stations and the one nearest you, and we'll have more of Monitor.
I'm Bob Considine. You know, it's nice to be a part of the Monitor family, weekends, here on NBC Radio.
Louis Jourdan and Susan Strasberg star in Disorder, a drama set in Milan, on the Sunday Film Festival at 11:30.
Judith Crist said fine acting, all the facets of the corruption of society. Watch the New York television premiere of Disorder tomorrow night at 11:30.
Monitor New York, your weekend sound on WNBC New York.
This is Monitor 68, expressing sympathy for a man in Casper, Wyoming, who found that a display of temper can be expensive. After paying a $1 parking fine, he tried to kick open the courthouse door and smash the glass pane. Now he faces charges of destruction of city property and a much larger fine. It occurs to us that if he keeps on reacting the same way, he could parlay that $1 ticket into a life sentence. Floyd Kramer, Gentle on My Mind. Next, Jane Morgan's latest, A Child.
A child finds the world filled with pleasures, has his own special treasures, plays with emperors and kings. A child wonders where every train goes, wants to know who makes rainbows, and if clouds all have wings. He delights in the sound of his laughter, and he cries when he sees someone ring. Flecks of gold nestled under his eyes, of small things, has the courage for all things, and a faith unsurpassed. A child feeling love has to show it. He's the last tender poet of a world running fast. He's concerned with the fate of a snowflake. He can we flee from our childhood, rushing on, too impatient to wait. Never knowing its value until all at once it's too
McMahon for Monitor 68. Happy to have you with us as we explore the weekend world. Leading off this half hour, here's Raymond Lefevre, the orchestra doing a little soul coaxing.
To see the light, because there's never been a better time to buy the original success car, Mustang. Right now, for a limited time only, there are two new low-priced Mustang Sprints. One with special wheel covers, pop-open gas cap, and sporty C-stripe. The other has all that, plus wide oval tires, styled steel wheels, and fog lamps. See these low-priced Mustang Sprints and see why. The switch is on to Ford.
Those better ideas from Ford.
Next, Monitors ring around the world, a weekend series of close-ups on people and events in this country and abroad. Brought to you by Newsweek, the one news weekly that separates fact from opinion. In 1 minute, an analysis of the current flurry of the gold buying in London. First, this from Newsweek. This week, the magazine industry awarded its highest honor, the 1968 National Magazine Award, to Newsweek. This high award, corresponding to the Pulitzer Prize for the magazine industry, went to Newsweek for its major effort of last November, a 23-page analysis and program aimed at solving the problems of the Negro in America. That issue marked the first time that Newsweek's editors departed from their well-known policy of separating fact and opinion and forecast many of the recommendations made in the recent report by the President's Advisory Commission on Civil Disorders. More than 100,000 reprints of that Newsweek cover story have been requested, in addition to the unqualified praise that it received from American leaders in all walks of business and professional life, both white and Negro. The 1968 National Magazine Award is testimony to the kind of editorial conscience and first-rate reporting that has made Newsweek the responsible magazine for responsible readers. You, for instance. This week and every week, you should be reading Newsweek, the world's most quoted news weekly. Now here's Irving R. Levine, NBC News, London.
The shock of the gold crisis is probably felt stronger here in London than anywhere else because the British have just gone through the demoralizing experience of devaluation. The British know that their prospects for prosperity are tied to the stability of the United States. To see the dollar come under the same sort of speculator's assault which brought the pound sterling down has alarmed many people. Since the world's main market for private dealings in gold is situated in London, that too has brought events uncomfortably close to home. A bank holiday was declared Friday to close the gold bullion market at least temporarily. British banks were open, but only for transactions in sterling, and Americans found, to their disbelief, that the almighty dollar was not being accepted at British banks. There was one amusing sidelight to the bank holiday. London parking meters carry a notice stating that coins need not be put in on Sundays and bank holidays. This notice contemplated bank holidays when all offices and stores are closed, not a bank holiday for gold and foreign currency only. Now, auto clubs plan to fight in court for people who received parking tickets yesterday for not putting coins in meters. Of more serious concern is the fact that on Tuesday, Britain's Chancellor of the Exchequer presents to Parliament the country's annual budget. It is expected to be a tough budget with new taxes on many things. It must be tough to impress other countries that Britain intends to make devaluation work. The trouble is that what would have been considered adequately tough last week, before the international gold crisis, may not be considered tough enough in the new circumstances. Irving R. Levine, NBC News, London.
Ring Around the World, another in our weekend series of close-ups on people and events here and abroad. This report has been brought to you also by State Farm.
Hi, I'm Phil Foster. You remember the other day when I was telling you about the State Farm homeowners policy? The big package of protection from State Farm fire and casualty that costs less than most other companies charge? What I didn't tell you is that your State Farm agent is in the yellow pages. That is, when he's not in his office.
For your home and your car and your life. State Farm is all you need to know about insurance.
And I wake up in the morning with my hair down in my eyes and she says hi. And I stumble to the breakfast table while the kids are going off to school. Goodbye. And she reaches out and takes my hand and squeezes it and says, how you feeling, hon? And I look across at smiling lips that warm my heart and see my morning sun. And if that's not loving me, then all I've got to say didn't make the little green apples, and it don't rain in Indianapolis in the summertime. And there's no such thing as Dr. Seuss or Disneyland, and Mother Goose is no nursery rhyme. God didn't make the little green apples, and it don't rain in Indianapolis in the summertime. Myself is feeling low, I think about her face and glow and ease my mind. Sometimes I call her up at home, knowing she's busy, and ask her if she can get away and meet me. Maybe we can grab a bite to eat. And she drops what she's doing, and she hurries down to meet me, and I'm always late. But she sits waiting patiently and smiles when she first sees me, 'cause she's made that way. And if that ain't loving me, then all I've got to say, God didn't make the little green apples, and it don't snow in Minneapolis only when it comes. And there's no such thing as make-believe, puppet dolls, palm leaves, and BB guns. God didn't make the little green apples.
Roger Miller's latest, Little Green Apples. Ahead on the musical agenda, Vicky Carr and the Tijuana Brass. First, a touch of Blarney from the land of the Shamrock.
This is Patrick McNamara from County Dublin, Ireland, and I'd like to wish all my friends in America a very happy St. Patrick's Day. You're on the Monitor Beacon.
Stay right here on the NBC.
This weekend and every weekend, stay right here on WNBC for more Monitor New York. Starting Sunday, March 24th, I'll be here, Sterling Yates.
And I'll be here, Jim Gerhardt, with more Monitor New York. I'm not putting you on.
And I'm not selling you short. Monitor New York, Sundays on WNBC, starting March 24th.
Introducing the youngest, smallest, lightest, newest, strongest All-America team, the President's All-America team.
Fred Will, 11, Wisconsin.
Tonadio, 10, California.
Paul Nicklaus, 17, New York.
Diane Nicholson, 14, Maryland.
These are just four of the 50,000 kids who won an award last year. To make the team this year at school, you have to run, jump, pull up, sit up, and throw a softball. Can you make the President's All-America team? You'll never know unless you try out. President's Council on Physical Fitness.
Monitor New York. WNBC, New York.
Monitor 68 here, Ed McMahon at the helm. The time is 13 minutes before the hour. A good time to hear Vicky Carr sing her latest, She'll Be There.
He will walk into the room and look at me, and I'll melt away. He will smile his little smile, and he will see how I melt away. Press his lips to mine. Let him be mine. I will softly pray. Thank you.
could be. Why must there be such a thirst in his life for a memory instead of me? But I love him oh so much, so very much, I can't let him go. So I'll take the love he gives, what love he gives, but I'll always know. Deep in his heart, you.
Here's a monitor tip for furniture care. You can repair minor damage to furniture, such as white rings or shallow scratches, by rubbing the spot with a mixture of lemon oil and cigarette ashes. Now, here's another tip. A decorating scheme should start where? On the floor. Why not? Says the home furnishings editors in the April issue of Better Homes and Gardens magazine. Put a pattern on your floor, and decorating ideas spring into action. You can use carpeting, a rug, or resilient flooring to make a bold beginning. Then use the pattern, colors, and texture of your flooring to best advantage elsewhere in your room. Read these exciting decorating how-to tips in an article called Pattern Floors in April, Better Homes and Gardens. It's on sale now. Next, Monitor Sports, brought to you by Chrysler Corporation's Customer Care Program. In 1 minute, an interview with an actor who has a very exciting favorite sport.
This is Bob Hope talking to you about a sure way to improve your drive with Customer Care by Chrysler Corporation. You know, when you're in the market for a new car, finding a salesman who really cares can be tougher than trying to make a wedge shot with a ball bat. Most of the time, you get more mumbo-jumbo than at a witch doctor's convention. So if you're tired of all the double talk, why not drop into your local Chrysler, Plymouth, or Dodge dealers? Here they speak fluent automobile, but in an accent that everyone can understand. You ask a simple question, you get a direct answer to everything from financing to how to get the most mileage out of your new car. What's more, your Chrysler, Plymouth, or Dodge dealer also has certified car care service to back up what he sells. So customer care doesn't stop the minute you drive your car off the showroom floor. When you think about it, your Chrysler, Plymouth, or Dodge dealer really has it made. He has the product and he has the service. It's a real unbeatable twosome. And just one more reason why the best way to go around in 68 is in a car by Chrysler Corporation.
Movie and TV actor James Garner has a hobby you may not know about. Owning and sometimes driving racing cars. His cars are entered in some of the world's most important road races, including the one in Sebring, Florida, which Monitor will be covering next week. Garner was interviewed by reporter Todd Crane.
Upcoming very shortly is the 12-hour Grand Prix of Endurance down at Sebring. We understand you have a couple of automobiles ready for that.
Yeah, I have, we hope to have two Lola Chevys running. We have one definitely, and we're waiting for the other one right now to come in from England. And we're scrambling very hard to get our cars there ready.
Well, what do you plan for this season as far as competition is concerned? All types.
Well, we know we'll be running Sebring and Le Mans, and then they'll be running the Can-Am series next year, so at the moment, that's about all we have planned.
Don't you think the addition of money in the Sports Car Club of America has really helped racing as far as the Can-Am series is concerned and other races?
Oh, yes. Yeah, very definitely. It's the way I look at it. I think there's been a lot of people who have been financing racing over a long period of time, your rubber companies and that sort of thing, that now we can use some other money in it. There are other people that are willing to get in and want the racing image, and that's where I'm going.
How do you feel when you go to a racetrack and, of course, a crowd of people gathers every time they see you? Is this a handicap, or do you mind?
No, I don't really mind. It sure be, in the position I'm in as an actor, it sure be bad if it didn't, wouldn't it?
You got a point there. All right, in your other business, let's go to acting. How about the Motion Picture Grand Prix? Was it really exciting to work on it with the Grand Prix stars and everything?
Oh, yeah, I had a ball. We had the scenes where we had to talk. That was a little boring. After driving the cars and what have you, but, you know, I got to drive about 5 months, you know, 3 or 4 hours a day in a car, which was kicks. It's something you wouldn't ordinarily get to do. You know, you don't ordinarily get to drive a Formula One car, the average guy, so I did, and it was fun.
How about if somebody were to walk up to you, say, at Rockingham or Daytona or any of the big NASCAR super speedways and hand you the keys to a Grand National, would you get in it?
I'd get in it, but I wouldn't drive it. No, not unless they could offer me the money that I might lose in the next picture. And I don't think anybody can afford my price to drive.
Well, now, let's see. Cale Yarbrough did pretty well at Daytona. I believe he won $47,000 for first place.
He's got a long way to go.
Yeah, but he only worked about 3.5 hours.
That's right, but all I have to do is stuff it in the wall, and I can't work. He's got to match the price. I could stuff it in the wall a little easier than he could pay.
You got a point there. Who do you plan to have driving for you, Sebring?
Well, at the moment, I really can't say. I got Scooter Patrick and Davey Jordan are going to drive for me, and then I'm talking to two other drivers at the moment, but I have nothing set.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
For the best in sports coverage every weekend, stay with Monitor.
Oh, John, I'm so glad you came home early. Take a look at my flower display. Zinnias, roses, carnations.
Holy smoke, who died?
Nobody, silly. Our club is having a floral display contest, and I just know I'll win. Like some coffee?
Yeah, where's the coffee, Rich?
Right here in the carton. Use it all out.
Not so much. You'll make my coffee ice cold.
Well, Coffee Rich takes the bitterness out of coffee, hot or cold. It tastes better than cow's cream and has fewer calories, too. How do you like my flowers, John?
What's that evil-looking cluster?
Don't be funny. That's your lunch. Use the rest of the coffee, Rich, on it.
Okay, that's plenty.
I've got more. It keeps up to 3 weeks in the refrigerator and costs much less than cow's cream.
Wags, I don't want any more coffee, Rich.
Besides, I want the empty carton.
What for?
I want to put my cow slips in it.
Cow slips in a non-dairy carton, Blanche. Either I'm nuts or you're a genius. Pour on the coffee, Rich.
That was Don Amici and Francis Langford as the Bickersons. Find Coffee Rich in your grocer's frozen food case in the blue and white carton.
Carmen, Herb Alpert with the Tijuana Brass. You're tuned to Monitor 68, and I'm your host, Ed McMahon.
Don't go away, there's more to come, more to interest everyone. Just stay tuned, we'll be back soon with Monitor.